Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a click-tastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's...
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just... clicks. Buy your car today on... Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Jake, good to see you.
Brilliant to see you.
What's been quite nice lately is I've met a few of the organic community of the Pub Quiz Pod out and about in the real
have
world.
You? Yeah,
which has been lovely. It's been lovely.
Who have you met?
It started to happen. I met a very nice woman at a place called the Smith's Disco in Manchester.
Right, okay.
First Friday of every month.
I can picture her. I can picture her already. Yeah. I can picture you there as well.
I always get quite surprised when someone goes, I listen to the podcast. Don't mean that sounds totally
a lot of
disparaging.
Faith in how it's going
then. It's sort of a much bigger commitment, isn't it, than watching a 60-second sketch?
Yeah.
It's lovely. It's a lot more of an intimate thing as well, isn't
and
it?
And the fact that people are engaging with it and coming up to say hello and commenting organically.
I also met a nice chap in the Coach and Horses on Greek Street. On my trip to London. I don't know if I said, by the way, £8.25 I paid for a pint in there.
You've said it, I think, 35 times?
Yeah, I've told everyone we've met.
If I had a penny for every time you said it, I could probably afford a pint in the Coach and Horses.
I doubt it. Have you met anyone lately? Everyone who's come over and...
It's really stuck with you, that part. I mean, it is
stick
extortion.
With me for a long time.
Sort of thing will stick with me for
I've
a long
become
time.
A lot better with not being quite so...
tight.
Yeah, stingy. Sort of hung up on the expensive London pints over the last year. But that one brought it back. That one.
I mean, what do you think the proximity is that we are now to the £10 pint? It's approaching, isn't it?
It'll be before 2030.
I'm not that I was sort of drinking a huge for many, many years when it was sort of sub £5. But from sort of maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm looking at it rose-tinted glasses, but I feel like the approach to the £5 pint was a much slower process than the £5 to £10 jump. The £5 to £10 jump feels like it's happened in about 4 years.
Yeah.
Whereas going up to the £5, I mean, that's since the history of time.
Before coming down here for a podcast record weekend, I save up.
Right,
I save like a pot of money of just like, this is going to cost me.
I know you do, and I think it's incredible. Do you have a pot for everything?
Yeah,
it's really interesting. You have a pot for absolutely. I went through your pots the other day. Sounds like I was going through your garden. I went through your pots the other day. You showed me. Showing me sounds so funny. Yeah. Look at this. Look at my Monzo. But you're like, right. What are the different pots you've got?
Night out
pot,
London
pot, and then so going out in London is not the same as a night out.
Yeah, trains,
train pot. Yeah,
I thought about this is where I was like, I need to draw a line here. I thought about starting a pot for haircuts.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, and then I was like, that's too far.
That's far too far. Pot for haircuts.
Yeah,
how often do you get your haircut?
Once every 3 weeks.
Right,
but £24. I was like, it'd be nice to just know that's sorted.
I think it's a
psychological thing. I'm going like, oh, if it's in the pot, it's sorted. It's fine.
Yeah.
It doesn't count when I
so
spend
if,
it.
If everything's in its own pot, have you got a pot for sort of chocolate bars?
We don't get that. But nights out, that's like, you know, that's pints. That basically might as well be the same as London one, but I'm segregating that. There's in trains. Presents. I've got a pot for presents. If I need to buy someone anything.
I bought my presents.
Well, I've got nephews and nieces. If ever I, you know, buy them a birthday card and a sort of a £20 gift, then that's coming out the present pot.
Present pot, night out pot.
Yeah.
London pot.
Yeah.
We've got holiday pot.
Oh, rent.
Holiday pot.
Two holiday pots, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we had one, it means I went to Thailand. There was a Thailand pot and then also a holiday pot on top of that.
I've got
a rent and bills pot.
Right.
That goes in there.
That gets grouped together.
That
holidays
rent
gets,
and bills gets grouped together.
Holidays gets two separate ones, but rent and bills is all in one.
Yeah.
Right, so we're on six pots now.
Yeah. And then like...
Clothes?
Yes, I do have clothes a clothes pot. Yeah. I forgot about that one.
I feel like I could just name a noun and you've got a pot for it.
Yeah, no, I do.
Table pot.
I do have a clothes pot.
Okay, clothes pot. Food pot?
No.
No.
No. That comes out of
well, I was gonna
the
say,
actual
like,
bank account.
Because basically everything that sort of like you do just sort of like to exist as a person has its own pot.
I know.
What's left in it? What's for the actual bank account?
Just I don't know. Well, this is the stupid thing. I'm not trying to defend it. It's ridiculous.
No.
Because
I'm not trying to attack it. I think it's interesting.
Yeah,
I think
it's
a clever
weird.
Way to
I'd
be.
Love someone to sort of diagnose me with something for that. Like not anything major, but just psychoanalyze what's going on there.
Well, we can do a bit of that now, I suppose. But I mean, what it gives you security.
Yes, yes.
It gives you security.
Comfort.
But so what happens is when money comes in, does it all automatically get siphoned off? Do you set a percentage? I want 3% of everything going into these parts.
And I've pre-planned where it's all going to go as well.
Yeah.
Like, that 25 quid's going in there, 25 quid's going in there, 20. Well, that one's got depleted, 25 quid. I think I worry if it's all just in one pot and one bank account. When that goes, it's gone.
Do you ever borrow from one pot to pay another pot?
No.
Wow. I mean, the haircut pot must be...
No, I didn't do that. I knew that was going too far. Because it's like, well, what's going on here?
What's
you know
left?
What I mean?
What's left now?
Everything's a pot.
Yeah, so every expenditure then must be managed exclusively by these pots. It must be like...
Yeah, man, I just...
You must be tired.
Yeah, it is. It's draining.
I'm knacking thinking about it.
I'm like, it's out and going to me. How much left in there? How much is in the London pot? What's in the London pot?
What's in the London pot?
It's ridiculous.
So the whole time we're spending time together, we're doing this stuff, you're just thinking about the pot.
No, the whole time, there is a bit like, right, okay, where does that leave for pot? What's left in the pot now? And then you look, I check the pot in the morning. Oh, God, it's a bit more than I thought left in there. Thank God for that.
Thank God.
Oh, thank God. It's just really silly.
And do you have
it's
savings? Save it, like pot for that?
Yeah, that's
savings.
Separate. Premium bonds.
Fucking hell.
I need to relax with a pod.
Yeah.
Forget the pot, we need a pod.
Guys, please do subscribe.
You know who I need to talk to?
Yeah.
Louis Theroux.
I think you need to talk to Martin Lewis.
I think it's too much talking to Martin Lewis. That's been the problem. Martin Lewis needs to
he's
back off.
He's round yours every day. You've got a Martin Lewis pot.
He needs to back off.
He's going to want some biscuits when he comes over.
He's got a live show, hasn't he, Martin Lewis?
Please don't go to it. I don't know what it'll do to you. I think honestly feel like that.
Buying the merch.
Merch pot. Fucking hell. I can't even afford the Martin Lewis t-shirt.
It was on in the background, his live show the other day, and he said something. He went, I'm 80% sure this advice is right. And I thought, I don't think you should be saying that. I don't think you should be giving the advice if you're only 80% sure it's right on live TV. I don't know what the advice was, but I was like, I don't know if 80% is enough.
such a revelation. I'm really, really, really obsessed with it. Look, we are going to meet someone who, I wonder if he does a Martin Lewis.
That would be nice.
Do you know what? When we met him the other day, we remember he was asking, do you think there's anyone he should learn? Maybe we should ask him to learn Martin Lewis.
If you're listening to this now, Josh.
Yes, if
you're listening. It's Josh Berry on the pod.
He's a comedian. He does incredible impressions. He's even done impressions of the impressions he does in front of the person who's doing an impression of. I'm talking about Louis Theroux, basically. Mm. He's just a marvel of the genre.
Yeah.
A marvel of the art.
Yeah, and also a lovely, lovely man.
Really nice. And also, if you're watching this on YouTube, I can't stress enough, he's very tall. Mm. And our seats were slightly lower.
And slightly further back.
So when you see it, he does look like... He looks in the same perspective of how Gandalf and the Hobbits were in Lord of the Rings. We look like that. Yeah.
He's Snow White and we're the rest of them.
Let's go meet Josh Berry. Joining up.
Sorry, I've spoken over you to start.
Do you know what? That's great, though. It shows a really eager guest.
Yeah.
Joining our pub quiz team this week, it's the incredible Josh Berry. Look, Josh, are you going to be a good addition to our quiz team, or are you going to be a liability?
I hope I'll be good. I feel like my general knowledge is all right.
But
what are the questions going to be?
We never know. That's the beauty of the pub quiz pod, is that we just don't know. We get a real sort of like selection box of stuff. Often, I mean, we had a quiz once from someone in Moldova.
Really?
They haven't quite grasped that pub quiz is like a fun thing to do. It was like question one: which genocide did? Question number two: which war crime?
I think it was
question number three:
a round which is total war.
Yes,
just the war round.
Just war.
Horrible, yeah.
Yeah.
Bleak.
When you are doing a quiz, what's the sort of like specialist subjects you not specialist subjects, but what are you sort of leaning a bit forward for?
I think probably, to be honest, general. I'm good at general. I would say when we get into sport and stuff, like my football is quite bad.
Yeah.
So not that.
I thought sport was going to be your thing.
Well, it depends on the sport.
Like tennis?
Tennis, I would get all the answers.
Do you know what? I didn't know that about you, but you just give off a real tennis
off
energy.
Tennis biz, because I'm posh.
Yeah, well, and you look a bit like Roger Federer.
Oh, thank you. I'll take that.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
You love that.
Wow, that's Very flattering. Taking that praise to the bank.
For the audio listener, I'm going to explain what I've just seen. Josh, yeah. On his piece of paper, has just written the word quiz.
I'm glad you got onto this.
Good to get started with... No, I'm just trying to get myself in the right frame of mind.
Just a little heading.
I don't want to confuse... Exactly, yeah. I don't want to confuse what we're doing here.
I'm
going to underline that.
I missed that from primary school, where like before we do anything, let's just write the date.
In the top right-hand
corner. Just so we're grounded, we know where we are.
But did you ever find then when you left school, it was all... You sort of just lost track of what the date was. It was quite helpful for just sort of knowing where in the year we are.
Yeah.
You sort of come out of school and you're like...
You always knew the date.
Yeah.
You always knew the date.
Whereas now, I don't always.
And because you were in such a habit of writing it out like that, January, New Year... I've written 2007.
Fun, wasn't it?
I've written 2007 and 2008.
Yeah, that was always good fun.
Yeah, we have a laugh on this podcast, mate.
lot of relatable stuff.
Yeah,
that is relatable. I think that's right.
Hashtag relatable.
But do you not still when September comes around? I still am like, oh, it's a start of school
year.
Yeah.
What were you good at?
I'll never be young again.
What were you good?
We'll never be young again. It's just endless decay.
You'd like the Moldovan quiz master.
Exactly. Anyway, should we crack on with the quiz?
What were you good at at school?
Impressions, yeah. English, I was quite good at English.
Yeah. But was that just because you were able to sort of like just write eloquently, or are you a reader? If literature comes up...
I'm not a reader. No, I left university and read nothing. I had to read too much at university. I was like, My girlfriend, wife, fiance, I hate the term fiance.
Oh, you've seen a lot of people.
I've seen a lot of people. In the quad I'm in. They're all readers. Very little sex, just a lot of admin. they're all massive readers, and I'm not at all, and I feel very intellectually inferior. So I could write quite well, but not. Yeah, I can't read.
I can't read.
I can read.
No, but not reading so quickly becomes
sort of arrogant. Not he's reading written quiz, and he's saying he's
so
read,
quickly becomes
up.
Not being able to read. I really do find now I've not read so much that if I sit down and read a book, I'm like,
it takes a bit of getting into.
But also with AI, you're just like a book. I mean, fucking hell, it's so boring.
Just tell me what it's about.
Yeah, just chill.
Sum it up.
Sum it up. Well, don't just let me scroll endlessly for 10 hours a day. That's doing my.
Tell you what is mad. Some people they've read a book, they read it again.
That is mental. I never get that.
Yeah.
But would you rewatch a series?
I would, but I'd give it a long period of time, and it's still not different
as well, though, because at least with a series, you can put on rewatch a series, and it's a comfort thing, and you've got it on in the background.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas with a book, you can't have a book on in the background. You can't be reading a book. Like if you're reading a book, you're in that book. If you're reading it again, like, it's too much. It's too intense.
Yeah. Come on, do you mind if
it's pretentious, isn't it? Especially if it's pretentious, but I had to read,
if we have dinner reading a book
Harry
tonight?
Potter came
by. It's not the same, is it?
Yeah.
What's the last book you read?
Oh my gosh. Such a bro answer. Sapiens.
Oh, that is bro. No, but
such
that's
a
like,
boring
that's
bro
like
answer.
Sophisticated bro, at least. It's like broicism.
I don't know.
More than like, what's that awful, like, one that's like the subtle art of telling people to fuck up.
The subtle art of not giving a fuck. Yeah.
And that guy is just a psychopath who's written a book. Or like the other one's like, have you seen that guy Robert Greene? And he's written that book, The 48 Laws of Power. And it's just like a horrible manipulative man being like, here's how you fuck people over.
The most important rule apparently in that book is never outshine the master. If you're trying to get ahead and you're sort of like gaining the benefits of someone who's like higher up in the pecking order, whatever you do, never outshine them, because that will they'll come for you.
I do quite like hearing little tips like that.
Yeah.
I know it's cringy, but it's always nice hearing something you do. Has there ever been a bit of advice you've been given, something like that which you've really taken on board? You know, stuff like eye contact or like make sure you say someone's name.
I do have one, and I really don't want to sound like Jimmy Carr on a podcast, because you know he.
I
listened to him recently on Stephen Bartlett's podcast, and he was like, for material, not because I like Stephen Bartlett, but he was saying like, I've got a theory that you don't get. The load doesn't get lighter, your back gets stronger. And it's just that for the whole thing. There's a great quote from someone that says, are you what you want to be, or are you being what you want? Or something. He's just like, what? And then he just pauses for like 10 seconds, and then Stephen Bartlett's like, That doesn't mean anything. I don't know. I don't want to slag
him. I'm convinced in them pauses, Stephen Bartlett doesn't have a clue what's going on. Like, it makes him look sort of like quite stoic and like, okay, I'm taking on. Like, but I just think really going through his head is fucking nothing in that moment.
Yeah. Because he's like totally out of his depth. Like, yeah. Someone's just being like, oh, I eat the keto diet and it'll reverse stage 4 cancer. And he's just like, I have no idea what's going on. But a good piece of advice, actually, I remember getting at school was don't be afraid to change your mind, which I think is that is something I've tried to live by. But I don't know if I'm sure about that, actually. Maybe I should change my mind on it.
Nicely done.
But no, I think that's probably quite
I think it's a really good bit of advice.
Yeah. I remember hearing at uni about people who like you more if you ask questions. Then I was just asking fucking too many questions, people. Just quite annoying.
Well, how did that go? Should we play it out?
Liam, good to meet you. Yeah, nice to meet you. You're in that flat with them lot, aren't you?
Yeah. Where are you from?
Just Maidenhead.
Oh, nice. You like it around there?
Yeah, anyway, so what... Are you,
is that where you grew up, was it?
Yeah, that's where I'm from, so yeah.
Asking questions that are just...
No, but I think the reason people found it annoying is because you were asking a different, the same question in different ways.
Yeah, I know.
Where are you from? Where'd you grow up?
I know, because I'm panicking. It's all in my head. Where's your school? Questions.
And where's your house? What's the postcode? It's all very address-based, isn't it?
Yeah, what you do, you ask something practical like that, and then you go for the abstract. And did you enjoy that? Did you like it around there?
Yeah, then you've got to pick a detail from their answer and then ask about that, because otherwise it's like... If you ask someone a really existential question, how do you feel about that? And they're like, yeah. And it's like, oh, great. Well, you know, like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You've got to just...
Yeah, Josh, do you have an interesting fact for us?
It's more of a bleak fact, to be honest. And I've kind of worked this out using ChatGPT, so forgive me for that.
The fact that you've worked out?
Well, yeah, it's like a maths... It's to do with debt. It's nice cheery. It's a nice cheery fact.
Great.
But basically, it's if you took out a student loan in 2014 and you earned the average income, by the age of 50, your student loan would be 80 grand.
Wow.
How fucking mental is
wow.
that?
Wow.
And you've paid off 30k in that time.
And it's more than when
you... And it's 80 grand. How fucked is that?
Is that in 2013?
2014, so after... you know, the evil people up to the tuition fees.
Nick Clegg would be you.
Oh, no, you I was a year just before
we went
that.
Into this, didn't we?
I was a year just before that.
Really? Oh, you're the 3K
I
guys.
I was honest. I was 3K. Sick. But it's still, I mean, it's still, I even feel at my old age with my old sort of like threepence a year to go to university, like that it's just not making a dent. It's not making it, I mean, granted, this podcast just needs to find some money.
Are you not out of it yet?
No. No way am
I. Put on a few more shows of Clapham Grand.
No way am I. Yeah, actually, 3rd of April, if you do want to come along, that would really help me purpose
soon. Lovely venue. But this is the thing.
That is a terrifying... We don't often have many terrifying facts.
Sorry.
It's quite a good terrifying fact.
I was the guy from Moldova that was putting in just bleak.
He is a black milk, actually.
But yeah, I don't know. It is pretty bleak, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. £80,000. Bleak fact, but I think one of the most necessary facts.
Yeah,
and if you're listening and thinking of going to uni,
don't. Higher education's a lie. No, you should go to uni.
And a team name. What are we going
to do? No, seriously. The complete nerd. Just like, no, but seriously, higher education is really enabling and supporting.
It was like a nerdy David Brent. Do go if you can. Do go if you can. Good stuff.
I've got a real like Will from the Inbetweeners inner voice in me that comes out often, which is really embarrassing, actually, but that is kind of a core essence of who I am. The team name, but it feels a bit arrogant given that we're all a team, but I've done a pun on my name and it's...
That's great. You're the star member of the team.
It's Beremy Paxman. But it's not... That's actually not mine. That's my fiance came up with that this morning on a walk and I was like, that's fucking brilliant.
You've had a walk before this?
Yeah, I had a walk, yeah.
Proper adult, isn't it?
You are an adult, yeah.
I walked to some avenue. I'm not a real adult.
You weren't walking to somewhere, you're just walking.
I walked and then got a coffee and then we came back.
It's a proper wholesome...
Yeah. You guys must have walked today, I can't believe it.
Yeah, but to get here. Yeah.
Okay, well that's fine, that's still a walk.
I think you know you're an adult when you're walking without destination.
Oh, when you're, what's the word?
Strolling?
Strolling or...
Rambling.
Yeah, rambling around, you're just... Letting the walk take you.
Rambling through Kentish Town.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got our quiz team name. We have a fantastic fact. It's time to introduce our quiz master. So each week we get a genuine pub quiz sent in from a genuine quiz master. This week comes from Isaac from the Mosaic Tap in Newcastle. The quiz is every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Late start. Late. That's the later start. End, isn't it? 8 p.m.
Yeah.
I think 7:30
is good.
There's
not much room for a night out after that.
Yeah, well, I'm more thinking getting... Well, that's the age difference there, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm more thinking getting to bed, like, it's Wednesday night.
It's only recently this has come up, this sort of age difference thing, and you not actually being as much of a... going out and getting on it.
What is the age difference between...
I'm 32, he's 25, yeah. So seven strong years.
Seven strong years, that's like a generation of a difference.
Yeah. I mean, you're...
What really hit it home for me, we worked out that you were starting uni when I was starting secondary school. I was in year seven and you were...
Wow.
Scary thing is, we lost our virginity in the same year. The quiz is every Wednesday at 8 p.m. and the quizmasters rotate between Ollie, Brandon, and Isaac. Isaac is the owner. Show off.
arrogant.
This is Isaac's quiz, and also
he went to university.
It's never been a requirement before of who's the owner of the pub. Yeah.
By the way, who owns it?
Who owns the pub?
So Ollie, Brandon, and Isaac, and if you just get in, basically who owns most per annum, that'd be good. So we know. Round one is general knowledge.
Nice.
General knowledge. Here we go.
Right, giving it the big step.
Fun. Right down.
Question number one: how long would it take to walk?
I won't then.
How long would it take to walk the Great Wall of China? You could be 1 month either side.
Oh, thank you.
Which I'm glad you put in there, because I think when you have such a big estimating question, like, to have no range, I think, is like, it takes the fun out of it.
Does he want it in? He wants it in months, Ben.
Yeah, he wants it.
He wants it.
That would imply, I think we can all agree, it's going to be more than a year then. Surely.
How would it take to walk the Great
Whenever
Wall
I've done quizzes like, or quiz questions like this, where it's have a stab in the dark, the range I give either side is about 10% of what the thing is. So,
okay.
You know what I mean?
That's good logic.
Because the range either side should be an indicator as to what we're talking about. I mean, if it was a month either side, for example, but it took a day to walk, it'd be chaos.
Yeah.
I think a year, I think 12.
Maybe so somewhere around too 10 much. Anyway. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Because it couldn't be.
Do you know how like long it is in miles?
I just know that thing about it being seen from space.
That's the main thing I know. That was my fact.
I was getting ready to say that as
well. What was your reaction?
Where can you see it from?
What would your reaction have been if Josh's like opening like fact was earnestly saying? So I don't know if you know this, but the Great Wall of China can be seen from space.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been, because it is a nice, it would have been harsh to bring you down.
Yeah, it would have been harsh, but like...
It would have been harsh to be like,
yeah,
you know
that. Had to have brought me down for that.
It's one of the classic facts that if you know any facts, that's the one.
Gonna, it's a
yeah, it's a bit like dolphins are the only animal to have sex for pleasure, right?
The Atlantic is, Pacific's the biggest ocean. That's not one, is it? That's not of that ilk. Yeah.
But is that true?
That is true.
Well, that's a higher level of fact. If anything.
So apparently something being true doesn't count as a fact. Interesting. Newcastle's north of Coventry.
Yeah.
It's true, but it's not a fact.
Yeah.
The other classic one is Edinburgh is further west than Bristol.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
That is a great fact.
Sam
actually.
O'Leary's fact when he came on was that heat rises. Really nice.
Well, that's I didn't know that one.
So you reckon it'd be around the 10 mark if he's given it?
Yeah, I'll be up in the 10 months.
Should we just go 10?
Yeah, I think that sounds very logical. And can I just take back when I was like, well, obviously it's going to be over a year, because that came out of my mouth and I was like, what the fuck was
no,
that?
No, but it might be over
no,
a year.
No, I don't think it's over a year. I think 10 be. Months.
Question,
I mean, I don't know why I'm writing if you're the scribe.
We all just sort of write we'll to it.
Yeah,
feel
just
part,
feel
of,
part
yeah.
of it. Let me just put the date in the top left. What is the date? I don't know what it is. What is it?
Don't say it out loud, though, because this might go out 4 weeks.
Oh, sorry, yeah. It's the X of the X. Yeah, okay, number two,
no matter its type, the internal angles of a triangle always add up to how many degrees?
180.
That is a little bit of the Great Wall of China can be seen from space fact, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It does make me think that number one might just be 10, because that is a very straightforward question.
Is Isaac just a straightforward guy?
Is he a straight shooter, yeah.
Or is he sort of getting us comfortable and then...
Yeah, this is a bit of a decoy, and he's kind of coming in with a... Yeah, okay.
I think it's a decoy.
But I mean, that's...
Yeah, God, everyone knows that, Isaac, you shithead.
The only Isaac I really know is Isaac, is
you owner.
Yeah, owner pub, you pay attention in maths. Seriously, work hard at school and go to university.
Ideally, a red brick would be ideal. Question number three, what sweet non-alcoholic syrup is made from pomegranate juice? What sweet non-alcoholic
syrup? He has thrown us off for that.
Grenadine.
Yes, I think you're
right. I think it's grenadine.
Right. It's used in cocktails, isn't it?
Yes, and obviously Isaac will know this as he owns a pub. Question number four.
Does he own it? Really?
Where on a horse would you find its frog? Now we're talking.
Okay. It's frog?
It's frog. Now we're getting very, 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 very tricky.
Is that... So it just made me think of like as being slang for cock. I'm sure it isn't.
It might be. It might well be.
It might be Geordie slang for shillong.
Yeah. Josh Berry's got his frog out. Yeah. Have you seen the frog on that mirror? I stuck my frog in a right toad last night.
You've got to kiss a frog.
I'm so sorry.
You're racing to that one.
I'm so sorry.
That one.
We were literally fighting each other to get that one out. I'm so sorry. I don't know what the where on a frog was. Okay, here we go. Here's an interesting way of thinking about it. What does a horse have that not many other animals have, and therefore would have to have a specific term for its animal?
So it's not going to be on sort of like the body.
Yeah,
I don't mean
no.
It'll be somewhere. It'll
either
be
body,
yeah. It'll either be head because you've got a few different features on it. Or hear me out. Hooves.
Ooh, is not bad.
Yeah, that's a good shout.
It might be a farrier's term.
Frog.
Could be a farrier. It could actually be, it might not even be a body part. It might be a,
yeah.
Like a sort of.
Before you put the shoe on, you've got to get the frog on.
Does a horseshoe look a bit
there,
like a frog? That's maybe a bit.
I don't know, you know. Actually, it does, because it's sort of like, it goes round and it sort of pivots out a
just
little
what,
bit.
Sorry,
the horseshoe.
The horseshoe. Does it, so, I mean, it's a bit of a...
I think hoof. So
it could be. Should we go...
Yeah, I think that's a good shout.
It's
like
a
that.
Tentative hoof.
Can we... Is there
we're doing a tentative
I
hoof.
Think
is there a broader
hoof.
Term we can use that might sort of encompass it? You know what I mean? It might give us a bit more leeway.
Foot
would be, but...
That sounds less clever.
Yeah, hoof is...
A body part on it.
Out of interest, are you writing hoof or hoove?
Oh, I was going to go over V.
I've written hoof. That's terrible. That's, it is V-E, isn't it?
On the hoof. But he'd been de-hooved. So, yeah, which is... you know what? Yeah, I'm going with hoof.
Hoof.
And number five, sounds wrong, feels
which
wrong.
Beatle narrated Sash the original B. episodes of the Thomas the Tank
Ringo
engine
Star.
Series? Ringo Starr.
Funny around that, a few sort of quite obvious ones, and then
I can't really remember what Ringo Starr sounds like.
I wonder what it would be like. If it was I'm trying to think. I used to watch these all the time as a kid, but what's the difference between him and... Because you know, Paul's like that, isn't it?
Paul's
but you do a great Beatle. You've done all the... Like, the
I can only do John.
Yeah, your John is really
John
good.
Very nasal and very sarcastic about everything and sort of keeps everything going on in one long sentence. It's not very good.
That is very good, I think.
It
was Paul, you know. Sort of like, I can't... That's not even... That's just me saying, oh, Paul McCartney,
Paul,
yeah.
Paul's very like... He's moved to LA and he's like...
Yeah, he's sort of...
It's pretty cool. He's like a cool geography teacher. What?
Yeah, yeah. Just weed on the weekends, you know.
Ringo Starr, if you can nail the I'm not doing anymore.
Yeah, that's good.
No more fan mail. I'm not doing any more fan mail. Peace
Thomas
and love,
the
peace
Tank
and
Engine. Yeah, Henry was put behind the barrier forever because
go.
He was a very naughty train. Is that?
I saw a clip of Barry Keoghan.
Keoghan.
Yeah. I saw a clip of Barry Keoghan. And chatting to Greg James about the upcoming Beatles biopic, and he's
oh,
playing
yeah.
Ringo.
Yeah.
And Greg James is like, "Oh, so can you do the peace and love? I'm not no more fan mail." And Barry's like, "Never seen it." He's like, "What?
What?
You never seen? Never seen it?"
And he's playing it.
In the research you've done. That's like that's the
could
first
he not
thing.
Have a go?
How have you not seen that? Have you not seen that in the research
yeah,
to become Ringo Starr?
Have you seen his Liverpudlian accent in Saltburn?
Yes, actually.
I mean,
yeah.
Not slag him off because he's a good actor, but that's
yeah.
not good.
It's not ideal.
It was not good. So I don't know how much work he's done for. You know, it was sort of very Irish and Liverpudlian at the same.
At the same time, yeah.
Yeah.
He's not listening. It's all right.
Yeah, fuck him.
Imagine if he was listening.
Imagine if he's a big listener.
Yeah. Imagine if he's seen this, but not that thing about Ringo Starr's fan mail. No, I've not seen it. okay, so Josh, we get to do the answers immediately
to
find
great.
Out how we're doing. Yeah, it's a real sort of It's a real journey of dopamine non-stop.
I love that.
So question number one, how long does it take to walk the Great Wall of China? We sort of came out to 10 months, but you said over a year. And then
I think 10 months, I agree with you.
So it is well over a year. Oh, it is it is 17 to 18 months.
Bollocks.
Well, that's so weird. So it's 17 to 18 months, so then he's actually given the range around that, so you can have anything between 16 and 19. So we actually had a real range of three. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's six really away. Frustrating.
Six okay. away.
That's
but
like
how,
wrong.
Who based on who? You know? What if you're really fast?
Yeah.
Yeah. Got long
what
legs.
If you were Kipchoge?
And also over that distance, that you will notice a difference.
You will. Exactly. You will. Yeah.
So I think
for the
maybe half point.
We've just discovered Josh is very, very tall.
Yep.
He'd probably do it quicker than us.
Yeah. In theory, yeah. But I'm also quite lazy.
Sure.
So I'm a bit tired. So, I don't know. I would know what the average was, and then I'd just be like, just stay on that.
Having a nap on the Great Wall of China. Yeah. Question number two. No matter its type, the internal angles of a triangle add up to 180 degrees.
Yes.
Number three, the non-alcoholic syrup made from pomegranate juice is grenadine.
He shoots, he scores.
Thank you. Question number four. Where would you find a frog
on a
horse?
Come on.
Hoof.
Is it?
Hoof.
It is
lovely.
Hoof.
Lovely.
Tell you what, though. Little extra bit of fun,
yeah,
which is what we're here for. Yeah. How do you think he spelt it? H-O-O-F or H-O-O-V-E?
Did he do it with both?
He did.
Hoof.
Oh,
okay.
The horse's frog is a V-shaped rubbery elastic structure. Sounds quite fit. on the underside of a... Wouldn't mind fucking that. that's horrible. A V-shaped rubbery elastic structure on the underside of the hoof, and it's crucial for shock absorption, traction, and circulation, acting like a pump to help blood return from the leg to the heart.
That does sound sexy, actually.
I think Isaac feels that as well, because he's not given any information to that extent for anything else. Really gone for it on the hoof. The beetle that did Thomas the Tank was, of course,
Ringo Starr.
4 out of 5.
Pretty good.
4 out of 5.
Pretty good going.
Round two is real or stage name. So it's just something
ooh,
a little bit
nice.
Different.
That's
a little bit
fun.
Different. You have to pick who has the real name and who has a stage name. So we've got
love this round,
that.
Isaac.
That's a great round.
So it's going to be two singers. One of them is their real name. One of them is a stage name. So the first two is Katy Perry and Dua Lipa. So,
Do you know? I'm pretty certain I'm going to reveal how much I know about Dua Lipa here, but I'm pretty certain her sister on Instagram, I can't believe I'm listening to this, but her sister on Instagram has the surname Lipa.
Lipa, I think you're right. And I think I've seen clips of her like when she was like coming up, like still being called Dua. Unless she had the stage name really. I think Katy Perry is a...
Yeah.
Yes. Is a
you wouldn't expect it, but...
So how are you going to write this?
Katy Perry, stage. Oh
God, I've written Kathy Perry, which is a very
different
vibe.
Let's always write the stage name person.
Yeah, okay.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Love a rule. Number two, Mick Jagger, David Bowie.
David Bowie's a stage name.
Yeah.
David Bowie's definitely a stage name. He wanted to be called, so he's called I think he was called David Jones.
And as in David Jones's locker, like
yeah, I think he was called David Jones, and then they were like, you can't be called David Jones because David Jones's locker. So you need a stage name. So he then changed his name to Tom Jones, and then literally the same week, Tom Jones kicked off with all his stuff. So then he was like, "Fucking hell, I've had to break it. Let's just go with something mental." David Bowie.
You know what? You told this on the podcast before, and
No.
That's a great fact.
No, but someone commented saying it wasn't.
I got the first bit wrong. I thought his name was Duncan Jones, but that's his son. So I've revised it. Yeah. But you can have that.
That is, if I ever come back on the podcast, I'll feed that back in.
You'll be our first return guest.
No, oh, really? Wow, that's a real honour. You definitely can.
A little Easter egg for the listeners there to see if we stick to that.
Number three, Jarvis Cocker, Bruno Mars. I think Bruno Mars is
surely. No one's got a surname Mars.
You can't be, yeah.
Number four, Calvin Harris and Madonna.
Madonna means goddess, right? So surely, but maybe she had
weird
parents.
You're not calling your baby daughter goddess,
are you? I reckon if... But what, is she a Nepo baby? Because I feel like if you were a Nepo family...
Don't think
so.
Do you know what? I think that... I just...
Calvin Harris.
We forget that Calvin Harris was just this, like, just... quite dorky looking sort of Welsh bloke in his bedroom making music.
He's Scottish, no?
Fuck, let's just cut all that.
But I think Calvin is very Scottish, though.
Yeah,
Calvin Harris.
But I wouldn't be surprised if it's a changed surname. I just wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I can see that.
Madonna.
Yeah, no one's.
Also, what I would say, why would you put Calvin Harris in there unless it's a. Is it a bit of a random one to chuck in? Unless it's a.
Well, I don't know.
Madonna sounds like a stage name.
But is it a throw off because it's like one of those where like the first name feels a bit like a surname and. You know what I mean?
I think Madonna. I'm really, really quite certain it's Madonna's a stage name because.
What do you think Madonna's second name is if it isn't a stage name? Like Madonna Smith. Such a weird combination.
It's something that would ruin it, isn't it?
Yeah,
something
nothing would go
it's never
well.
Going to add to it. Yeah.
No.
Fuck.
Unless it was like something really cool in Italian, then it would kind of
work. Right, mate, you look like you're having a rock crisis in the middle.
No, I just feel like it's one of those ones we should know. And I'm just like, migrating. I really, really want to get
he's
it right.
He's regressing the...
It just feels like the first time we've been on for a 5 out of 5, yeah. And I just don't want this to be the thing.
We've not had a 5 out of 5 for a long,
months.
long
really?
Months.
Yeah. I reckon Madonna breaks the dry spell. It's my fault if it's wrong.
So Madonna's the fake one, the stage name.
Yeah.
It's gotta
be. And then number 5, Frank Ocean and Zendaya.
Fucking hell.
Fuck's sake.
How meant to know that?
Who's called Ocean?
Yeah, do you know what my argument would be? Is that I don't think actors have stage names.
Yeah, he ran out of singers, didn't he?
It feels like someone at a music agency has gone, all right, let's combine like Frank Sinatra and then something that sounds a bit sexy. You know
Billy
what
Ocean.
I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how it feels to me.
I think
Frank
Ocean.
Fucking hell, this is.
I think we're really confident on the first 3.
Yeah, and then it does get a bit hairy, doesn't it? Okay.
I really would have gone. No, I'm not going to say it.
Go on.
It's that toxic thing, isn't it? Of going, I'll go with your answer, but say that.
Yeah.
I would have said the other, so that it can be all. I'm not going to do that. We're in it. We're in it together as Madonna. Okay. Real or stage? Katy Perry or Dua Lipa? Katy Perry is the stage name. He's given us their real names, which is a nice little touch. Thank you. It is Catherine Hudson.
Oh. Yeah, you're not selling out big venues for Catherine Hudson, are you? You're doing someone's accounts, arguably.
What's the biggest venue you've done? You've done massive venues.
Shepherd's Bush, Empire, which was cool.
How many
people is that?
1,300.
Wow.
It was fucking amazing. It felt so cool.
Wow.
And then, but I was so
full
sad
hour.
Afterwards.
Just like the come down.
Yeah.
It, like.
Yeah. I didn't realise the come down was going to be bad. Like my very supportive partner was just like having to deal with me. Just like, oh, I'm never going to do this again.
Is that where your head went straight away? I'm never going to do this again.
Yeah. Which
how
is
long,
silly.
How soon after did that hit? Was it next morning?
Yeah. Well, it just felt really weird as well because you just sort of go back to your house. And then you go back to like
did you not go out
real life.
Like,
nah, I mean, because it was a Thursday night, so I had like 2 pints.
Biggest gig of your life. It's a Thursday.
but this is the thing. All my friends were like, it was really nice. They came to support and stuff. But I was also ill, which was not the one.
No.
So I was like nailing. What's the stuff that clears your nose? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like nailing that and paracetamol and stuff. But I had like two pints of Guinness and then just went home, which is really weird.
That is really
and
weird.
And then you just go back into normal life and then you like wake up and
you just had
get a coffee or whatever.
Thousands of people, wow.
Yeah, but that was fucking awesome.
When was that?
When? 2024 that was. And then I did Clapham Grand's good, which that's a fun one to play.
Yeah, it is.
I'm really plugging your show.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. You're meant to be plugging your stuff here.
Yeah.
If you please do come to the Clapham Grand.
I'm between tours, I haven't got anything to plug.
You should come and do something with the Clapham Grand.
I'd love that, yeah. It'd be great.
I'd love that.
Yeah. Maybe I could come dressed as someone.
3rd like of April, you free?
I am, yeah.
Okay, let's talk after the pod.
Oh, fuck is that? No, is that Easter?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, oh, fuck, I'm not free.
That's a misstep.
Alex. Okay, any
other one though?
Yeah. No, genuinely, I'd love that. Sorry, admin out of the way.
Mick Jagger and David Bowie.
Surely.
David Bowie is the stage name, and his real name is David Robert Jones.
Lovely stuff.
David Robert Jones.
Jarvis Cocker or Bruno Mars. Obviously, Bruno Mars is the stage name, and his real name is Peter Gene Hernandez.
Really?
Peter Hernandez.
I think it's Peter that lets it down.
Yeah,
Hernandez is quite cool.
You're right. Yeah, Hernandez is really cool.
Actually, he could have gone Gene Hernandez.
That's quite good.
Peter.
It's not bad. Bettman Peter.
Yeah.
Gene Hernandez.
Peter Jean's not bad.
At my love.
Peter Jean, yeah.
Is that the next bit in Billie Jean?
Oh, right.
That's what I was going for. Right? I can't name a lyric.
What do you think it was? At my love. At my love.
Yeah.
You think the lyric is Billie Jean at my love?
Yeah.
No.
Oh. You know what I mean? No.
Billie Jean. Billie Jean at my love. Billie Jean's a bit at my love again.
Quipping a lyric you don't know.
Or is that at my love? Yeah, Billie Jean at my love.
Basically, without knowing, because you got the lyric so wrong, you just said Peter Jean at my love. It's Billie Jean is not my lover.
And I've gone with Peter Jean at my love.
I thought it was an email address. Peter Jean at my love.com.
You know what, I used to, do you know the James Blunt song, 1973?
Yeah,
it starts by saying, yes, you're talking my language.
Come on. That's not that Billie Jean shit, I can't get involved with that, but James Blunt, come on.
I remember when I was younger, and like, you know when like, you got the song, yeah, but I couldn't remember how the chorus went or what it was called, and the only lyric I could remember was the opening, he says like a name.
Right.
Like, yes. I know what it is, yeah. But I don't want to ruin it.
No. It was. I thought it was. What is it?
It's Simona.
I was Googling to try and find it. It's the only lyric I can remember. I was Googling samosa.
Samosa.
That's what I thought it was.
Would rather a dosa.
At my love. Just Googling Samosa, being like, where's that song?
Oh, it's a brilliant song. Didn't know who
sang it, forgot how a chorus went.
What's the year?
Just Googling Samosa. Samosa song?
That's
Samosa
amazing.
Song lyric.
Have you seen the Netflix documentary about James Blunt?
No.
It's good. Oh, you've seen it? Yeah, did you enjoy it?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. He's like the guy, what I find really funny is there's a bit in it where his tour manager's like, yeah, he's a fucking psychopath. It's just like slags him off for like 5 minutes.
He eats his food really quick.
Wow.
He's got a very. He sort of talks like he sings, doesn't he? He sort of talks a bit like that. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
It's all a bit sort of got like
an old BBC voice.
Yeah, he does.
Were you surprised at how? Because they were talking about how back in the day it was all quite rock and roll, and he had a lot of sort of women on the tour bus and all that. You didn't really think with James Blunt, would you?
Oh, I don't know. I can believe that. I reckon. Yeah. He's ex-army, isn't he? Yeah.
You know who I am.
Yeah.
Would you like to come back to my tour bus?
That's very good.
I'll sing your song and make love to you.
You're beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Would you like a samosa? I've got some chutney too.
Right, so that's 3 for 3. Now we get on to Frank Ocean.
Come on.
Madonna.
Has that got enough commercial appeal, you think, that impression? Do you think I should lean into that?
I think
that
you
a bit
should.
More? Is that worth a reel? That's what I want to ask. Is it reel worthy?
We'll trial it with this.
Yeah.
And also, right. The clip should include us talking about clipping it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Is this impression good enough to do? I don't know. I don't think it is.
Sounds about Richard Dawkins when I do it. I don't know if that's like.
Well, you don't believe in Krishna, do you?
Yeah.
Suddenly you believe in Krishna and
Apollo? I don't believe in a flying spaghetti monster. That's an incredibly warped piece of logic.
That's
very good.
That's James Blunt and Richard Dawkins together, maybe.
Yeah. There's something in that.
There's something in that. Clap and grand.
Calvin Harris, Madonna. We said Madonna.
Come on.
It is... Calvin Harris.
Oh, fucking hell. I'm so sorry.
That was also me.
I'm so sorry.
No.
It's all right.
I came in with the whole, it's two Scottish names that make sense, and that's wrong.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
What's Madonna's
name?
His
real name is Adam Richard Wiles. And
why
Madonna,
would you change it to that?
Madonna's full name is Madonna Louise Veronica Sissone.
It works.
It does actually.
It's
it.
Got
we
the Italian.
It's
everything that Isaac wanted us to do. It's the trap he wanted, and we've fallen straight into it.
Yeah. Fair Isaac, play to her parents. Good.
I'm not
going to... Shout out to Madonna's
parents if you're listening.
It's a Bunkers Pod exclusive.
I think they might have been alienated by the Barry Keoghan material, unfortunately, so they're probably not listening anymore. But
it's fine.
Go on, let's hopefully...
I don't like to hear the people slag... I presume that's right. Sorry. I have no idea whether they are or not.
Frank Ocean is the stage name. We got that correct.
Come on.
His real name is Christopher Edwin... Bro, B-R-E-A-U-X. Bro?
Bro.
Bro.
Bro. Bro. What's that mean? Bro.
See why he went from the stage, didn't
he? Yeah, I don't know why they should have kept it.
It's another 4 out of 5.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, bro.
Bro. Come on, bro. So we
turning
are
turning over the paper if that's allowed.
We are on 8 out of 10, which is fucking good.
Nice.
Fucking good.
Great.
We sort of like, you know, for it to be a successful afternoon quizzing, we like to get into double digits. So I mean, that would mean just getting 2 out of 5 on the next round.
Yeah, it would be bullshit if we don't do
impossible.
That.
Now, Josh, at this point, we normally do an interview.
Oh, right. Oh, nice. Guest, great. Yeah.
But we've decided to mix things up a bit because you're a bit of a special guest. So,
Headliner of the week.
Yeah. So each question is going to be aimed at a celebrity.
Yeah.
But we want you to answer it as you. We want you to give us your answer.
Yeah.
But.
As a celebrity.
In the voice of...
But nice. Hopefully I can do them.
Yeah. So, Josh, we want your answer, but yeah. I wonder, sort of, as it's a question about comedy, like, yeah. how did you get started in comedy as James Acaster?
Oh, right, yeah, okay, nice. Well, long time ago...
started out doing impressions, fair play. That's my craft. Did them a very long time, man. Did them as a little child. I was always doing impressions, fair play. I love tennis. Tennis is my first love. It's one of my favourites. Started doing impressions as tennis players. Put them online, fair play. We all have been online type. Everyone loves a bit of online. Yum, yum, yum. Delicious. Fair play.
The problem is James Acaster routine would be so much more intricate than what I've just done. There'd be like this, all these wonderful structuring bits, and I've just sort of gone, I've done a really weak parody of him there.
Excellent. So I'll talk to you as you for a second. So it was tennis impression started it all off.
They did, because I loved it, and I like doing impressions, and then I put those online, and then it was weird because I was doing,
so impressions came before stand up.
Yeah. So I started doing gigs as like at tennis events doing impressions. But I was like grotesquely unfunny because I was like 16. So I was doing it was really weird.
Who were you doing?
Murray and Nadal and Djokovic and people, and like McEnroe and like. I did a player's party with Djokovic, and he was like interviewing me on stage, and he was like, you know, Rafa, what do you think about being here? And I'd be like, well, it's fantastic, special thing for me, very happy, important for me to have this one. Unfortunately, my left arm is so big that it's weighing me down a lot, and it's not what you're thinking. So, very tough.
That is so intricate.
And I was doing that as a 16. But it was before I had like any jokes and stuff. So like it was a really weird experience because like I was kind of doing gigs but not stand up. And then I went to university and didn't think I was going to do comedy. And then I started doing comedy and went to the Fringe and did stand up and all that. And then, you know, online and blah blah blah.
How much does your stand up incorporate the impressions?
Quite a lot. Yeah, I would say there may be sort of like 15-20%. I mean, I often will use them to like illustrate a point, I think, often. So like I had a bit about toxic masculinity and just like thinking about like how normalized that was and kind of remembering Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares, and that was the joke, was like how brutally he used to like abuse people on that show, and just like, so it was kind of like acting out a point via that, basically. But sometimes as well I'd use them to like talk about aspects of my own psychology. That felt like an interesting route. So I had a show all about sex, and there was like I was talking about like my sexual desire, or like my sexual desire for women is like, I look at women in the same way that Francis Bourgeois looks at trains, and it was about kind of like imagining him being like, wow, look at a woman, 25, beautiful, wow, amazing, you know. And then, but then like I have a great sense of repression, like Mark Corrigan in Peep Show, and he, you know, be like, oh my god, what are you doing looking at that woman? It's fucking ridiculous. Who would even want to look at you? And I tell you what, another thing, stay inside forever. And so like it was like a good way of kind of like expressing like the dissonance, I think, I found. But yeah, a lot of it's just sort of jokes and characters and stuff as well.
So like doing stand-up, how long have you been doing that now? Like
since like 2018.
Wow, okay. And just to get us started in the style of Louis Theroux would be lovely. who are you?
Do you want that?
Who are your sort of like, is that a good idea to do that? With that you're now like
I don't know if this is a good idea, is it?
It's so good.
Do you feel comfortable about doing that?
My way into Louis, yeah. And it's nowhere near yours.
No, but I think you should do that.
Is asking, he always wants to get involved with the thing that he's observing. There's a sex party going on, or like someone's just like filming some porn, and it's sort of like, is that something I could do? Can I do that? Is that something I could try?
Could you do that? I think you could do that.
Wow!
That's good. It's so good.
But he's got the sort of, there's the sort of, there's Louis these days, you know, on a podcast, the start of the podcast, and he's kind of talking about, you know, when I was reading Marcel Proust, In Search of Lost Time, I was at Oxford, by the way, and you know, I'm smart. And, you know, there's that, but there's also kind of, you know, Louis sort of being like, how do you do, Louis from the BBC? You know, kind of in the 90s.
When yes, a bit bouncier as well.
Yeah, it's a bit, but there's also Louis from the BBC. The self-flagellating, you know, I don't know if I should have done that. That was a bit, I don't know, it was diverse, yes.
What was it like when you did that with him? Because that's we actually saw that today.
Oh yeah, reposted it.
Little repost.
Yeah, I hate to do it.
No,
but you have
fucking
to do it.
Love to do it, brother.
I'm so play the game. I hate myself. I put that in the captions. Like, by the way, I hate myself. But you've
why?
Got to
repost
feed the
it.
Tech
fucking
overlords.
Hell.
Feed the tech overlords.
It's amazing watching him see you do it.
Yeah,
when
him,
you're doing
him
when you're doing those,
do in, that.
Is he the only one that you've done it in front of?
Oh no, I've done it in front of people before.
What's it like?
It's I find it. Terrifying because I'm like I really want them to like it because I think that it's an interesting thing with impressions. I think because sometimes like people assume they're mocking or critical, and
no,
of course
celebratory.
Yeah, but I think there is celebratory. It's like there's a nuance in that like it is kind of a celebration, but obviously you're kind of caricaturing a bit, so yeah. There's sometimes you might be they might feel criticised by it. So I worry if they're not enjoying it, I feel... Because I like those people. I like the people that I do. So I always find it quite stressful.
You like Louis?
Yeah, I like Louis. Yeah. And I love his work.
I think I like Louis.
And he... But yeah, it was a funny environment. And I mean, obviously, he kind of... I think in that clip, he looks like he's hating it, which is also quite funny.
He's just... I think he's... In that clip, he's just like... I think he's just stunned as to how accurate it is, yeah. I think personally.
Yeah.
What's the Manosphere thing Louis did?
I've been meaning to. It came out the other day.
Get it out.
Yeah. Is it good? Would you watch
would
that?
You watch,
should I watch that?
Is that something I could watch?
Could I watch it?
Is that something I
could
watch?
Could I do that?
And do you watch that?
I don't know if that's the sort of thing I would do.
HS Tiki Toki doesn't come across great.
That surprises me. Yeah. That's not the HS Tiki Toki I know.
Yeah. The HS Tiki Toki I know is just a bloke who loves to... call women's vaginas naan breads.
Yeah.
Can I sniff your naan bread?
Is that
which
what
is so offensive.
Does he say that?
It's so offensive
can
considering naan means
bread.
So, you're, you know, that's the thing I get
bread.
So annoyed about. Is that
bread. Bread.
Yeah, you're saying bread.
Yeah.
That is so... What's Louis doing? He's like, I don't know, do you mean that?
Louis genuinely is there, like, because HS Tiki Talk is like, look at this video that I filmed last night. And he's like, so is that someone giving you a blowjob? And is she okay with you filming that? Is that good, Louis?
I think that's good. Yeah.
It's horrific.
No, I think it's good.
No, sorry. Him doing that is horrific.
Don't talk yourself down. I think it's great.
I want to ask about political ones as well.
Because
I actually haven't heard a Jacob Rees-Mogg, really.
Oh, have you not?
No, I've never heard someone do one.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised about that because I actually think he's a relatively.
That's like I think that's a bit of a niche. Well, you have many
maybe
niches.
Maybe it is a niche. Yeah.
I don't think I've really because he's such a figure of fun, but I think to the point where people don't even think to sort of nail an impression.
Yeah, but when I saw Jacob Rees-Mogg, it was sort of very kind of reminded me a bit of a snake, you know, kind of draw long stretch out words like that, and I he's such a. Curious man, such a have you watched Meet the Rees-Moggs on Discovery
Plus? I've seen
some clips
of
it. Yeah, I've seen some clips.
I watched it. It's so bizarre. And I think just kind of from like pure fascination him, I was just like, the impression kind of started to form. But yeah, I find it strange that like more people don't do an impression of him because I think he's quite recognisable,
I mean, it's like everyone who's watching this will already be following you. It's just, I just know that. It's just the algorithmically and just the crossover of stuff, it just will be the case. But on the off chance that they're not, where can people find you on social media?
Josh Berry Comedy is my handle. I don't know about that handle. So I feel like I'm really still in Louis. I don't know about that. I don't know if I should do that. Should I do that? What are yours? Because yours is Squid Vids, right?
Yeah.
Which is good because that's distinct and like it's clear. What?
Jake Bardwaj TV.
Yeah, nice.
I like TV on the end.
Do you like TV on the end?
Good,
I don't know if I do. I did it because weirdly someone's taken Jake Bardwatch.
Really?
I don't have no fucking idea.
Charge you for it, like someone who's got the domain for a website.
You're thinking they're going to make millions? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
It's going to cost you.
Yeah, it's going to cost you.
There's a business in that. Some horrible scavengery arsehole is just going to like find all the sort of like up and coming good comedians and be like, I'm going to claim their domain.
You know what? That was the only bit of it. Like my girlfriend's dad, like no, sort of don't have social media. Like don't really use his phone. Like no interest in it. Only bit of advice. It's like, I think it's all just so alien to him what we're doing. The only bit of advice he gave was, you want to get your website domain now. Someone takes it.
Trust me, mate.
You get it locked down. Get it locked down.
They're going to be charging you £400 plus VAT for that.
I know. It almost sounds like a thing he does.
Yeah, he knows too much about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, to yeah. I feel like he's going to do it just to teach us a lesson. I did tell you.
So, your girlfriend's in your sketches. She's the yeah. How's that as a dynamic? Like, because so
you need a podcast. You're very good. You're very good at interviewing.
No, I'm genuinely very interested. Like, how does that?
It's not just a through impression.
I've been watching him for years. How is that for you? Can we talk about that?
I think it sort of works. A lot of people do ask that because I can see why it would be a bit of a weird thing working with your partner. But I think there's like two sort of there's two modes, isn't there? There's like the mode as a couple, and then I think we
chick, chick, you do have couple. To tell me that.
Oh,
all right, let's just go off the clock.
Is that a mode that I could watch?
could I be there doing that?
Could I crack one out over there?
Oh, there's also the one we haven't done. I was getting the sense that Liam was talking about swinging. You know, there's like the voiceover. I was worried I pushed that too far, but people seem to be enjoying it. And then also the answer, my time on the podcast was done. A low point was the James Blunt impression, but I felt there was something there. You know.
So good. That's really, really excellent
so
stuff.
Good. It's so good.
Right, so the final round of the
quiz.
Oh,
here we go.
Here we are.
Number three.
To see if we can get a 5 out of 5.
Bosh.
It's the danger round. 2 points for a correct answer. -2 for a wrong answer.
Ooh.
0 if you pass.
Okay.
But...
So it's a variation on the wipeout.
Yeah, thing, yeah, I guess, yeah. And then like... Yeah, and then bonus.
Like that.
You get
like
a bonus
that.
10 if all correct. Basically, this round just completely eradicates the need for any of the other rounds.
The other two rounds. Like
yeah.
Love that for us.
Round 3. What's the capital of Sweden?
Frey Bentos.
Nice and easy.
Is it Olmo? Or
is it what?
Olmo.
No, it's not Stockholm.
No, it's Stockholm.
Is it Stockholm?
Malmo.
No, it's not Malmo.
No. Oh, this is bad.
Is it going to be? Is it like Canberra in Australia?
Stockholm. Was that Norway? No, that's Oslo.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not. It's definitely in Sweden, Stockholm, for sure.
Yeah, Stockholm. Stockholm.
God, I hope that's right. Because I've been so confident there.
Oh, God. Stockholm.
I was worried Stockholm was wrong. I feel like I fucked that up slightly.
It would make a great clip, Louis Theroux doing a quiz round.
Just, but like, I feel like I do him as like an anxious, introspective Louis Theroux. Yeah. You know, just
would you,
like,
would you?
I was really worried that I'd gone over the line a bit there. Could you reassure me about that?
Would you?
Someone made a comment about my appearance, and I wasn't sure I liked it.
Would you come back on the pod and do a whole quiz as Louis?
That'd be, dude, for
the audio listener, we'd only do it.
Yeah,
in audio.
That'd be great. Well, I'd come dressed as him.
How many individual little squares or tiles are there on a standard Rubik's cube?
So it's 54. Well done.
Do you know that?
Yeah, I just know that from quizzes.
It's nine times six.
Is 54 divisible by 6? Is that the answer to 9 times 6?
Yeah,
it is.
It's 54. Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Wow. I mean, that level of certainty can't be wrong.
Yeah.
Well, right. I don't know.
Yeah.
Question number 3. A male swan is called what?
Mr. Swan.
Bastard.
Nice.
Yeah.
What is it? Oh my god.
Clip it up.
We're not going to pass. We'll just come up with something.
Not a goose. That's mental. A swan.
Is it a trick question?
Mental. That was mental, what I've just said there. A male swan is not a goose.
Yeah, it's not a goose.
Right, let's rule goose out.
Yeah, goose is done.
You know what I think? I think it's a trick question. I think it's swan. I don't think there is a gender term.
Should we leave it? Should we leave it? It's a danger round.
It's a non-gendered species.
It's a,
no, it must have a gender.
It's swan.
Sorry, without sounding a bit too, you know.
Had I gendered the swan? I was worried I'd gendered the swan.
I was really worried.
Just Barry, you know, cancelled.
He's only got a fucking gendered a swan.
Transpo Barry genders swan on pocket.
Careful, those, they'll break your arm. I wonder if
I sense that I'd have tried to impose a binary onto a swan and upset the trans lobby in the process. And also the TERFs. Although that term was under dispute. Shit.
Better just to
leave it, actually.
Do you think John McEnroe... What would John McEnroe think to this question?
John McEnroe would have no time for anxious Louis Theroux. I think we'd all agree with that. He's like, why don't you just shut the fuck up about that, you fucking pussy? There's an amazing clip of... is after the Australian Open, and it's like a comparison. Like Nadal is walking through the airport, and this journalist is trying to ask him a question, and Nadal, in very sort of polite fashion, is like, "I am sorry, I have answered a lot of questions. I cannot, but thank you." And then the clip next to it is a fan is like, "John, I love you so much, John. Can I just get a photo?" And John McEnroe is like, "Why don't you just fuck off?" And this guy's like, and it's amazing. He's like, "Oh, don't worry, John. I still love you, mate." I think, and he's like, "Fucking get out of my fucking grill." It's so funny.
It's so sad the fan's still there. Like, you're amazing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, giving him every opportunity to just say one nice thing to sort of like say, well, at least I'll have that to hang on to amongst the barrage of insult. You're fucking awful.
but it is at least consistent, isn't it? It's a bit like, you know, if you met like Liam Gallagher and he was like, "Oh, mate, how's it going? How's your nan?" You know, you'd be like, "It's not very consistent." You know what I mean? Like, tell me how much swear. Yeah.
With the male swan thing, do you want to just go swan?
I'm happy to leave it if we want
swan.
To play.
So just go for it.
But I do think it. Yeah, might I love be that. A trick
question.
Number four, what male vocal range is pitched between tenor and bass? I think that's baritone.
The fact that it was there, it's got to be that.
It's baritone. And then, what actress shaved her head for her role in the movie V for Vendetta?
Natalie Portman.
So this could be a 20.
Yeah.
If we've got all five.
Is it which is mental. We got 20 out of five.
Unbelievable.
We've never had a... We keep talking about getting a 5 out of 5. A 20 out of 5 would be a proper...
So it's making it a 28 out of 30.
Or we could get 0 because we have answered every question here. When I do the answers, I'm going to leave the male swan one till last.
Yeah, but you only get minus 2 points. It's not like a nothing.
In that case, we're laughing.
Yeah, fuck it.
Number one, capital of Sweden, Stockholm.
Bang.
How many squares in a Rubik's Cube? 54. I'm going to skip number three to build some tension.
It was going well. The tension was building. I felt quite tense.
I love the voiceover version of it more than anything else. Yeah. Number four, it was indeed baritone. Number five was Natalie Portman.
Come on.
But a male swan is called a cob.
Oh. A cob.
Minus two. Okay. So we go 2, 4, 6, 8, minus two.
Six.
We go six. That's actually quite underwhelming. Six out of five.
Six out of five is pretty good.
But that takes our total to
14.
Something.
To 14.
Out of a possible 30.
Yeah, which is a bit hard.
That's harsh.
I'm
going to say 20.
The feeling of our performance is that it's one of the best performing quizzes we've ever had.
Yeah.
Like, it was, I loved, Isaac, I really loved your questions. I thought there was an amazing range of stuff.
There was.
And after a
slow start,
generally
honest,
speaking, to any quiz masters wanting to send a quiz in, like, if we get them right, we like them more.
Yeah. That's how it goes, isn't it?
Josh, you've been an amazing addition to our pub quiz team.
Thanks for having me.
But we wouldn't have been able to do it without Isaac, I think, owner of the Mosaic Tap. Yeah. So I don't know if you could give us a little sort of a little review of what you thought of Isaac's quiz and sort of give us a score out of 10.
My time with Isaac's quiz was done. It had started well. Things going pretty well. We had a bit of a problem on the spelling of hoove. And I felt a little bit hubristic in terms of my estimation of how long it would take to walk the whole of China. But I think I was actually maybe proven right after that, actually. Ringo Starr impression, not a highlight for me. It was not one of my strongest. I felt like Jake's impressions were a bit better than mine on that. The stage names, pretty good, although Madonna fucked us slightly. Turns out she was Italian, I think. I don't know about that. Citation needed. Look it up. I don't know what. Anyway, number three, high hopes. Liam had a I agreed. We got into a bit of problems around trans swans, but I've managed to skirt over that. And we came out with 6 out of 5. Not bad. Mathematically improbable, isn't it, really? But I don't make the rules. 14 out of 20. Pretty good. I would give it an A- for Isaac. Who owns a pub, by the way.
That's the first time ranking it by sort of
yeah,
a grade. Yeah, well, like, and don't forget, an A- can get you into a good university.
It really
well.
Can. And this end, that's a lovely circle
just,
back.
Just to tie it up at the end.
Isaac, I think it was a brilliant quiz, mate.
Please keep them coming in.
I think it really, really was brilliant. And and actually, when you went through it, it was like, fucking hell, we've had a lovely journey through some topics there. Josh, thank you so much. Once again, go and see Josh on tour.
Yeah, maybe I'll be on one. I'm in the stage where I'm trying to write it. A new hour. I have no idea what it's going to be about.
See Josh whenever you can.
See me at some point. I'll maybe be good. Maybe I won't.
And a massive thank you to Isaac, who not only is a quizmaster, but he owns the pub as well, which I think is brilliant.
He does own the pub.
Go to the Mosaic Tap in Newcastle on a Wednesday at 8 p.m. for his quiz. But for now, we might go, maybe even have a beer, shall we?
You never know.
Josh Berry, everyone.